Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Military tensions, political disputes, and poverty threaten southern Sudan as the nation heads toward independence. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says on top of the violence, a refugee crisis is brewing. Kids Alive is a children's home in WOW, where they're expanding to be part of the solution.
We've bought some land nearby. We would like to construct 3 children's homes on that piece of land, caring for 40 kids.
In the homes, the kids will have their physical needs met, get an education, and most importantly, hear about Christ. We have details on how you can help at our website. Next, it's not uncommon for Christians to come under fire in China, but one group has been particularly targeted. Ken Leggett with WorldServe Ministries explains the Third Church movement is
comprised of professionals, educated people, university graduates, business people, and this Third Church has been known to be a bold church that's boldly proclaiming its faith and is meeting publicly inside China in the urban areas.
In mid-April, one of these churches was meeting outside when police arrested 169 believers. WorldServe is responding to the persecution through prayer and by sending $5 Bibles. Help at our website. And the resurrection resonates with more and more people daily in Cuba. Bright Hope International has been involved in church planting in Cuba for 10 years. Now the church is flourishing beyond any other their ministry supports. This Easter, Bright Hope is supporting this growth by asking people to buy a bike for a pastor, sponsor a church leader, or even build a church. You can help spread the good news you're celebrating this Easter Sunday. Our website has the information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the trouble in the Middle East, Sat7 would like to offer you a free DVD so you can see how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your DVD, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.